BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Nobody ever died of folk music. Probably. Cheer up, it's a free party.
Joy.
Where are you going?
You always told me to mingle at parties. Find you later.
The Festival of the Stones. Big celebration. Ancient origins. Maybe this will give me some kind of clue as to what happened to Tom and the others. What's really going on in Millbury? The whole village is out. Tents and tables, cake and mead stalls, tombola spinning, everyone drinking and hanging everywhere you go, weird little dolls made out of straw. Some people are in masks. Huge, gross things. Some masks are human. Wide painted smiles and psycho killer eyes. Others are more alien. Big moon faces, if you can have a face with no nose or mouth. Then there are the huge animal heads made out of ivy. Foxes, horses, badgers, wolves, wooden jaws clacking together, pulled by a string. This wooden-headed wolf, with its blood-painted fangs opening and closing, and inside you can see the smiling, mad, black-painted face of the man behind the mask, like the wolf's last meal, peering back out of the throat, hoping to escape. Yeah. Fun. But it's not. Smiles should be safe. They should be contagious. Though, actually, maybe the smiles in Millbury are. So why is it terrifying to be surrounded by so many smiling people? Probably says a lot about me. And a lot about you if you think that's normal. You know, before Mum went, we were going to get a dog. Went to the rehoming centre and they told us not to smile at them. You think you're being friendly, but all the dog sees is bare teeth. All the dog sees is that you're willing to bite.
Talking to yourself.
My therapist told me it was good to record my thoughts.
She probably told you you should share them as well. Right. Well, that went down well.
Mia!
New friend?
Someone from school.
You could admit to having friends, you know.
Hi, Mia.
I'm Mia's dad.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Hi.
This is Jess.
A friend from school.
You can go and look at the lovely dancing now, Dad.
No, thanks. Nice to meet you, Jess. Glad Mia's making friends.
Mia, Jess.
So many friends.
Oh, look at them all.
My son seems to think the dancing is evil. Hello, my name's Priya. I run the museum. You're the scientist.
Archaeometrist, which always needs explaining.
Archaeology is a scientific discipline.
Oh, why don't you tell Priya what mansplaining means, Dad? We're just going to go and look at the stalls.
Are we? Yeah, the stalls.
Come on, Rafiq.
My daughter hates me.
That's how parenting works.
Did you see Tom dancing with his dad, dressed as a lion?
It'd be embarrassing if it wasn't so...
weird. It's not like we can tell anyone. They're all like that.
Well...
You didn't tell your mum, did you?
Of course not.
Since when can you keep a secret?
Fair point. Yeah. I told Mum. She now thinks I'm on drugs.
She wasn't going to believe you, was she?
But it's true.
Since when did that matter?
Nobody's going to believe it. That's not the worrying thing, though.
It isn't?
The worrying thing is... when's it going to happen to us?
It won't. I won't let it. What's woken them up?
Get recording.
Okay, so now we have some kind of jester dressed in a suit of leaves, wearing a mask that...
It's an eyeball. The guy's wearing a huge eyeball on his head. I can't decide if it's really creepy or really brilliant.
I hate this place sometimes, I really do.
Pray welcome and gather. We hear you. The stones hear you. The stones sing for you.
Okay.
Are you scared yet? Do you feel the shiver? Do your bones begin to shake? Can you feel the all-seeing eye as it stares right into you, knowing you, tasting you? Because the stones are hungry.
The stones will be.
The stones are thirsty.
The stones
will have their way.
Happy day.
But who will feed them?
So, this isn't at all creepy.
You.
What? No thanks. Hey, get off! You can't just go grabbing people.
Don't worry.
Just a bit of fun.
I don't want to. Jess, take the recorder. I've got it. It's okay. Keep it going.
I'll do it. This is Rafiq Bagri reporting for... what does she call it?
Proto-science.
This is Rafiq Bagri reporting for Proto-science. A couple of people have taken Mia and are forcing her to take part in the ceremony.
Which is probably against the law.
Definitely against the law. You can't force people to take part in weird rituals.
We need to get closer.
Now they're tying Mia to one of the stones.
Not really tying. I mean, it's just ribbon.
Hey, who's doing this? I'm trying to inject a bit of drama here.
You give yourself to the stones.
I really don't.
They are grateful. They thank you. They will thank us all.
Is that Mia? Oh, she'll love that.
Could be worse. They used to do this for real.
Tie people to the stones.
More than die, Jessla.
The stones have chosen!
And it's really nothing to worry about, just a laugh.
But I don't want to touch the stone. When I touch things, I sometimes... Your voice.
The stones have chosen! The knife.
Shines like the moon above.
That better not be sharp.
Time for the stones. Feed.
Is she okay?
He just got the ribbon. She's fine.
Mia! Mia!
Are you still recording?
Of course I am. Actually, I'm not sure. Maybe I should press the...
Oh, Mia. You'll have hated that.
Being grabbed and tied to a stone in front of a crowd. What makes you think I'm not having the very best day?
I'm sorry. Are you okay?
Fine. I need to go and talk to the guy in the mask. I'm sure I knew his voice. I mean, well, it can't be, but...
Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Outsiders, the podcast that challenges the closed mind, the podcast that knows what's really happening. My name...
Rafe? Mr. Hendrick? Rafe Hendrick. I'm Rachel Lane, BBC Southwest. Would you have a couple of minutes to talk to us?
Of course. As long as you're civil.
Always.
If only.
You ready, Jim?
Rolling.
Here at the festival is one-time astronomer and television presenter, Rafe Hendrick.
Yeah, still an astronomer.
Sorry?
You said one-time astronomer. You don't get struck off. I turn my back on TV, certainly.
But we're certainly lucky to have you today.
Flatterer.
How are you enjoying the celebrations?
Wonderful, as always. Do you know the origin of them? It's deliciously bloodthirsty.
Oh, well, we have to be a bit careful because this will probably go out...
It's all about sacrifices, as you've probably guessed. The first celebration day was about selection. Finding the finest men and women of the area through tests and games. Strength, fortitude, endurance, that sort of thing. And when the best were selected, they would live like gods for a couple of days, worshipped and adored. Until finally, on the second celebration day, guess what happened?
Well, as I say, we probably can't go into the more
They'd be tied to the stones and then bled, so they watered the ancient rock. It would take hours, fine cut after fine cut. The blood soaking into the stone and the earth, the sacrifices getting paler and paler.
Yeah, we definitely can't use...
Drop by drop by drop. You think about how much blood there is in the human body. Doesn't actually sound much, does it? 8 pints, 4.5 litres, a couple of big bottles of pop and loose change. Drip, drip, drip. But it would have looked like so much more. It always does. The ground becoming sodden, scarlet mud stirred up by the victim's feet as they tried to stay standing. Drip, drip, drip. Painting the stone slick as they swayed, back and forth, delirious, weak, skin burning all over from cut after cut after cut. Physical pain wouldn't have been so bad. I mean, there are worse ways to die, more painful ways. But knowing what was happening, knowing that there was no going back, that every drop was one wet whisper closer to death. Of course, now it's just an excuse for a bit of fun. They don't let you bleed people to death anymore. Health and safety gone mad.
Right, yeah. Well, we can't touch a word of that. Ofcom's knickers will fill, sorry.
Where's Hendrik?
Yes. Are you okay? I hope I didn't scare you too much. I do get a bit carried away with these things. In another life, I was an actor.
Cut! Oh, come on, Jim. I think we're wasting our time.
I'm such a huge fan.
Really?
Yes. I love The Outsiders. Love it. Well, in fact... Oh, God. You're going to think this is awful. But I started a podcast of my own after hearing yours. Proto-science. Nowhere near as good as yours, of course. Silly, really, but...
You've done what? A podcast?
Dad.
Adam, how lovely to see you again. I heard you'd moved to the village. There's a thing.
Wait. You know each other?
Oh, yes. Your father and I go back a few years, don't we, Adam?
I didn't know you lived here.
Why would you?
Mia, you okay?
How lovely. All the new residents. Isn't it funny how people always find each other? Clump together for safety. Have you a poppet?
Come on, Mia, we're going.
You can.
What's a poppet?
Little doll made from straw.
Amazing.
Hang on. I picked some up. This thing's got more pockets than you'd think. Unless you've already been given some.
Why the hell would we have?
Because it's what we do during the Festival of the Stones. It's a way of bringing people into the fold. Aha! See, they convey the magic of the stones to whoever carries one.
There is no magic of the stones.
I'm sure you know best. Here you go. One for you.
Thanks.
One for you.
Great.
And...
We don't want one.
I do. Sorry about him. He's not always so rude.
It's fine. Mia, was it?
Yeah.
I'll Google your podcast.
I can't believe you listen to him.
Many do. More all the time. There you go, Mia. See you again, I'm sure.
I don't want you within 10 feet of my daughter.
It's not up to you. I can do what I want.
You can't. Mia, you're still a child and you'll do as you're...
Shut up.
Mia? You okay? What's wrong? You look...
Like there's something wrong.
Out of my way. Yes. Going to talk to Henry. Right. Going to...
Join the happy ones. Happy days. It's a happy day.
Pray welcome and gather. We hear you. The stones hear you. The stones sing for you. Are you scared yet? Do you feel the shiver? Because the stones are hungry.